Yo, welcome back to the lab. This is the Toxic Vibes Podcast, here with my mans.
Hey, you know, Toxic, a.k.a. Bree, the do-rag daddy, the Don Dada, putting his pants on two legs at a time because I'm better than all of y'all. You better get your umbrellas because Poseidon is here to my left.
You know what I'm saying? Sitting low-key like the left side of the piano, baby. Waterfall.
Splash, splash, drip, drip. How you feeling, my man?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really good right now, actually.
Yeah?
Shit, just here. Episode 23, ready to give these people this podcast, man.
Just kidding, man.
Fucking, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We do. We have a pretty good list today, man.
Yeah, man. Shit.
How was your week? Anything of note?
Not anything too crazy. Today we got gifted some wonderful gifts from these very nice people. We got like some stuff for the baby and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, we got this dope ass little fucking It's like a swing thing.
From family or from just her friends or something like that?
Just some generous people. You know, not family, nothing related. Yeah. Just some generous people, man. Yeah. Just, you know, needed some baby stuff. And, you know, they had some extra stuff and they
That's
hit
dope.
Us up with it.
That's dope.
We got like this swing thing where like, you know, when you go into like into a room, it kind of got like that little frame or whatever. So this thing is like kind of like it hooks onto like the frame of like the room or whatever.
Like the door frame?
Yeah, kind of like the door frames. And then like it's like a swing for the baby.
That's dope.
So that thing is pretty dope.
That's dope.
I was like, man, what the fuck was this when I was a little kid?
Yeah, man. That's cool, man. That's
so
cool.
We got something
That's
like that.
That's going to be really fun for you to be able to like go through your childhood again. Just
yeah.
With.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's going to be dope, man.
Lil
Nas X, man. Shout out to my homeboy, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, so we got this little swing thing. We got like one of them little things where like the baby can like he can sit in it, and he got these little toys.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so it's kind of cool. We got like these little baby stuff that
I'm gonna get the best baby gifts because they're gonna be really loud.
We definitely
toys.
Gonna need them.
They're gonna be loud toys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the
keep
shit
us
that
up
makes,
all day.
Yeah, the shit that makes the most noise. Yeah, buddy, I can't wait. This is gonna be incredible.
Yeah, we got like these little. The all white Adidas with the black stripes.
Yeah.
We got some like a little like infant baby like Adidas.
Oh man, you're oh my god!
On.
I know you can't wait to dress him.
A little Velcro. I mean, she's really excited about that.
Yeah.
But.
To catch his drip.
Yeah. I got some J's that I have like years and years and years. They're like baby J's. So yeah.
So you bought baby J's just because you were like, you know, one day.
I had them for years. Actually, my mom's bought them for me because this was like when I was really into shoes. And my mom's bought me, like, these Flu Game 12s. Mm-hmm. They, like, black and red and shit, just to, like, hang them in the mirror of my car.
Oh,
like, kind of like the dice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she bought me some baby shoes. So I was like, oh, shit, I just always held on to them. I'm like, you never know.
You never know. That's dope.
Yeah. So, we got a bunch of stuff today. So, that was pretty exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. How about you? How was your week? What's going on with you, buddy?
Oh, man, I had to cut off the flat top, man. I'm Poseidon now.
Yeah.
I'm the god of waves, bro. You know I'm out here with the Murrays. I got multiple brushes, you know what I'm saying?
Back,
for different times of the
back
day.
On your do-rag flow.
Hey, man, the do-rags is out, baby. You know what it is.
Yeah, man. Got the Murphys on the table.
Of course, as soon as I cut my hair, it starts to get cold. It wasn't that bad before. As soon as I cut it off, it's like, oh, yeah, winter's coming. So that's fun.
Definitely
just
upon us.
Yeah, just adjusting to that. I'm officially going to Vegas, so that's going to be fun. I got that lined up, so that'll be a good
time. Big things.
Yeah. So yeah, I gotta talk to you because we do gotta reschedule a podcast. But
Is that soon?
Nah, it's on Christmas.
Soon.
Yeah.
Christmas is like a couple days.
Is it?
About a week.
Everybody shits at the store.
Yeah.
Hey, if you getting something for me for Christmas, it's at the store still. Oh
yeah.
Shit, I forgot. I'm gonna get you your book light.
Some IOUs. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Fuck.
Amazon, you know. Something like
damn.
That.
Damn. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Christmas is really coming up.
You wanna do the whole like pre-Christmas or like when you get back type deal?
We'll do it before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it before Christmas. Because, yeah, I'm leaving. It's okay. We'll talk about it off I don't know. Did anything else, like, super significant happen this week? What were we just talking about? I don't know. I have no idea. We're talking about babies. I cut my hair off.
You a little hurt, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That. Shout out to Shorty who blocked me on Instagram. It's all good because I can still see your page. My friend. Man, am I sick if I make a whole nother Instagram to follow one person?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, that's a
slide straight in the DMs. The first thing I do, really? Oh, that's how you feel?
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
That's how you coming? 2020?
I can't wait. Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm finna get some nasty text messages off after you leave.
Hey, it's beyond me, man. Honey,
it's beyond me. Bro, I'm really hurt. She knows not of what she done. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she knows.
Oh, Father Lord. Oh,
you gonna feel this one.
Bro, that's crazy. Why block me? I'm a nice guy.
I mean, you're toxic. You're a real toxic dude.
But I'm a changed man. Look at the waves, man. Oh, man. That's so sick. I'm so... I wish I could say I'm surprised. I see how it could happen, but it's not fair to me. It's not fair to me at all. No one considered my feelings when you were pressing these buttons on your screen.
Are you going to block her back?
Of course not.
No.
No. No.
You can still check on me.
No, I'm going to send her the pod.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, I'm definitely dropping a podcast link on her fucking head in the morning. And hopefully she plays it. And then in the first 7 minutes, she'll unblock me. Ooh, that's the plan.
Mutual friend. Hope you're doing well.
Shout out to you. What do you want to get into first, man? I don't even know where to start this week.
I mean, this is going to be we do this every week. But this is the music pod.
Yeah, we're going to
start
music
with music pod.
Well, music. We're going to have nothing about music. I got you. I know exactly where you're going with this, Ra. You're going to talk about the new Romeo album that's out.
Oh, damn. I'm totally unaware of this one.
You don't know about the R.O., the M.E.O.?
Nah, man. I thought he was doing something else. I don't know.
Damn, you know what's crazy?
Romeo's still making music. Was he rapping?
I just typed in Romeo on Apple Music. You can't find him, bro. It's just a bunch of Romeo Santos.
Yeah, that's the Romeo? The Romeo you coming for?
Bro, that's the only Romeo that's popping up.
Speaking of Romeo Santos, you know, him and his group, Aventura, you know what I'm saying? They got together for a tour that's coming up, traveling the world. So, you know what I mean? Them tickets are going pretty fucking high. So, hey, if you get a chance to see them, hey, you in for a treat, man. Because we got all them throwback bachata joints, you know, the Hispanics. You know how we gets down.
So that's Romeo Santos' group?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he broke off and did, like, his own shit. And I think that's probably mainly why they broke off, you know, because he did some solo shit before. Yeah, yeah.
He was the Beyonce.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. But
yeah, they're going to be here.
Yeah, they're going to be here and God damn, that's going to be, that's major.
Apparently, Romeo has a bunch of music that just no one's listening to. Yeah, because all of these album covers are old Ray J. 2019, 2018. He released an entire tape. I was joking, but yeah, he released an entire tape called Hidden Treasure. Masterpiece on it. He's got a NBA Youngboy verse, you know? So if that's your vibe, you know, you might want to check it out. Tommy Brown, who I have no idea who that is. He has a D1 feature. But yeah, it's called Hidden Treasure. So if you're looking for some new music, don't play the new Romeo Miller.
Romeo.
No, but who else? Something happened music-wise. Oh, Young Thug said he was releasing an album in February.
Young Thug. I mean, he just dropped what's it called? Fun?
A Fund.
Fun. Some shit like that.
Oh, that's what it's called?
His latest album, yeah. The one he dropped this summertime.
Did he drop something in the summertime?
Yeah.
Nah, because the last thing I remember, with the London on it, So Much Fun.
Yeah, So Much Fun, that's what it was, sorry.
So Much Fun with the London on it. Hot with Gunna. Bad, bad, bad.
And that's still a pretty big song right now, too.
Yeah. None of these really jumped out the window, didn't really do it. None of these songs really stuck. You think it's over for Thug?
No.
You fuck with Thug, right?
I like Thug. No, yeah. I don't think it's over for him.
No?
He birthed all these kids.
Slime Language? I'd never heard Slime Language. What's on this?
Everybody's slime nowadays.
Everybody's slime nowadays. Super slimy. I don't know. He's one of those people where his fans everybody, if you rock with Thug whenever he comes out, people are going to listen to that. So I just didn't. The problem that I have with this is I just don't believe release dates.
Hmm.
We're in a time where if somebody says something's going to come out, I'm like, yeah, I'll just believe it when I see it. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
It's going to get pushed
You're
back.
You're here when it come out.
Yeah, like, I really like the surprise drops. That's what I'm a fan of. Don't tell everybody. Just drop it on their noggin. Let them hear about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no point. But, I don't know. What did you want to talk about?
Shit. So, I mean, just as of recent news, I want to just talk about this real quick.
Yeah, let's get it.
As of recent news, we just had, you know, we just lost Juice WRLD. And, you know what I mean?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. So Lil Pump goes on his Instagram and he types up, you know, for 2019 to 2020, no drugs. It's over for that. And, you know, I think that's dope. You know, I'm not a big fan of Lil Pump, but I really like messages like that when motherfuckers like try to just, you know, try to promote cleanseness, clean systems and all that stuff. I think that's dope. You know what I mean? Coming from
sobriety.
Sobriety, yeah. I think that's always dope. Especially for him being like a young dude who I'm sure has like a lot of fans, a lot of fan base.
And we've popularized drugs a lot in music.
Especially with the Lils and all like the new guys coming out. Lean cups and all that shit.
Yeah.
Taking pictures on Instagram with like pounds of weed and all that stuff. So him laying out that message of no drugs come end of 19 and come 2020, I think that's dope.
Why do you think that he's only doing it for a year? Why would you not just give up drugs? Why would you put a limit on how long you're going to be off drugs? I think that's asinine.
Yeah, ooh, I mean,
like
it's a start. It's a start. I mean, maybe like being sober like a whole year, then maybe he would just take it easy. Maybe he would just be like, I think I'm good. You know, I think I'm good with
they say it's
and codeine and all that shit.
They say it takes 3 weeks to form a habit.
Yeah, about 21 days.
Yeah, so if you start just, like, living your life a certain way, it'll take, like, 3 weeks before it's just, like, a routine type of a deal for you. It's weird. Like, human beings, we do adapt pretty well to certain situations. Well, to most situations. I mean, if you're a functioning member of society, you kind of got to figure out when and where, how you're going to shoot your shots, when you're going to do certain things. So we all learn on the fly and we pick up cues from just social things. So.
Yeah. And the fact that like it's about to be like New Year's and that's like a big time
Resolution.
Where everybody's just getting fucked up. Everybody's getting fucked up and doing all that shit.
That.
I think that's a dope time to like kind of just like lay out messages like that and just like, yo, I'm about to be fucking completely sober. So hopefully, you know, he can retain that and really be truthful for what he's saying. I don't know, maybe it could have just been like a
spur of the moment.
Yeah,
it's random.
You know, just to throw something on social media, maybe the
just
label
to make
like,
yourself include me in all of this. Everything's going on right now, no one's saying my name, so let me just attach myself to it.
Yeah, so shit. Hey, shout outs to Lil Pump.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Better to not do drugs than to do drugs. So, shout out to that. Progress.
Absolutely.
It's progress. No matter what. Even if it is an empty gesture, just the fact that you're saying it out loud and the little kids that are listening to your music are hearing it, that's dope. It's good.
Yeah, I wonder what content comes from that.
Oh, yeah. Sober raps.
Yeah, he got songs of like, yeah, like, I used to sell it to my uncle and my granny was a good custy. Like, so yeah,
those are the worst bars to me.
So if this helps you in you know helping your family become sober too, hey, that's dumb.
No, he's still gonna keep moving pounds.
Yeah,
you gotta keep the money flowing in.
Yeah, man, of course.
But you wanna get into another 6ix9ine bullshit?
I'm kind of fucking over this motherfucker, but yeah. It's so crazy, like, ever since, like, he's gone to jail, he's been trending
on
the timeline.
Non-stop. It's crazy, man.
I forgot.
The amount of buzz that this dude, like, people are drawn to him. It's crazy. Man.
Yeah, I forgot what rapper it was, but I just seen a little fucking Twitter tweet. Somebody tweeted out, like, yo, when 6ix9ine comes out, he's going to be... He's gonna drop
he's gonna
a hit,
the biggest, he's gonna
number
the biggest
one
smoker.
On the charts, still be on top.
I remember.
Yeah,
somebody said
he's gonna be like a number one. I feel that for sure. I mean, shit. When motherfuckers is locked up, yeah, they got they working on something. They working on something. Man. New dance, new all that shit. It's coming. It's coming with 6ix9ine.
You think he's got some shit coming? What's he gonna rap about?
Oh, bro, being in the system, being in jail, bro.
Rapping locked about up. Snitching.
Possibly.
I snitched.
Yeah,
bars.
I rap. It was I came him. Back. And yo, I'm still on top of this rap.
And yo, it was him. Who was it? It was him. Who was it? Was him. It's fucking crazy. Snitch bars. But yeah, so let's see real quick. Let's get an update from somebody smarter than us.
What's going on with 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine's lawyer.
With a sentence of time served. When it's all said and done, he's likely to have served just under 1 year in federal prison. The way federal sentencing works is the government tells the judge what sentence the person should get. Here, the government hasn't asked for any sentence. And when the government doesn't ask for any sentence, what they're saying is time served, no sentence. There is something called the pretrial report issued by the probation department. In the Southern District of New York, judges almost always go with the recommendation of the probation department, especially when the probation department and the defense attorneys are both recommending the same thing. Here, the probation department and 6ix9ine's defense lawyers both say time served. There's absolutely no reason the judge will give anything other than time served. Look for Tekashi to be out this Wednesday.
And wreaking havoc on a block near you with the rest of the 9 Trey Bloods. No, but, so that was him explaining all of that. By the time you're hearing this, either the trial's about to start or it's over, or the sentencing, I'm sorry, not the trial. I don't know. This is strange to me. You go from a 45-year minimum sentence, you tell on everybody, you get a little bit less than a year, they just give you time served. Go on. React.
It's gonna be out. It's gonna be out.
You think he's gonna get out tomorrow?
2020. I don't know about tomorrow, but
I mean, if they give him time to serve, then they're gonna let him walk.
Yeah. But maybe like after the new year, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think so, like right away, you know what I mean? But hey, I don't know.
I mean,
I'm
if they
sure.
give him time served, his lawyer's gonna be like, then let him the fuck out. Let my client out. Hella security.
Could be. I mean, shit. He's been in there for damn near a whole year. Motherfucker.
Ridiculous.
Was it? I don't know. Maybe years have changed.
It hasn't been a full year.
No?
But, it's crazy because you know how many other lives were affected? You know what I'm saying? This whole family.
The whole community.
Whole community, right? You took away however many kids' fathers. You know what I'm saying? However many mothers and fathers, sons, and daughters. I don't know if there were any women that he implicated as well. Mm. But man, they're like, he got a few people, like, sentenced. He was facing 47 years minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
How do you get out of that is fucking crazy.
Like,
that's like, that's a miracle for sure.
You think he's going to have the same, suck my dick, I let my nuts hang energy when he comes out?
Hell yeah.
Because this could make it worse. This could make him really feel I'm untouchable.
That's going to be like, the first thing he does. That's like might be his first sentence on live. Like, I'm free. Y'all thought y'all had me. Y'all thought I was going to be gone. Suck my dick. I'm here.
I'm so mad I have to follow him on Instagram.
I feel that. I definitely feel he's going to say that. That's him. That's his character.
Does he still have followers?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does.
But for what? They post it.
I'm sure there's somebody fucking keeping up with his page, his streams and all that shit.
That's all, bro.
No, definitely. He's gonna come out with the same fucking energy, same as when he went in. He's just not gonna be in the streets.
Madness. Yeah. 14.2 million.
He's gonna be the new Slim Jesus. He's like. Yeah. All the stuff I'm rapping about, like, just I'm not about that stuff. I'm not about that life. But, it's just music. No, I do this because it's rap, it's an image.
You don't follow 6ix9ine?
No, I don't follow 6ix9ine. I'm tired of this motherfucker. I'm actually mad that we're still talking about him on this fucking podcast. But
I mean, would you rather talk about him or Kanye?
It's what the people want.
I'm mad we still talk about Kanye.
Oh, we're going to get into that in a little bit.
What? We don't have nothing to talk about for Kanye.
I mean, what's it called?
I don't really know what else to say on this. Do you want to get into the letters that they wrote? They both wrote like letters to the judge apologizing for their actions. He wrote a letter, and his girlfriend also wrote a letter as a character witness.
Oh, okay.
Saying how his life has been changed, and he's actually a very, very nice guy.
A lot of phone calls, you know. All that stuff.
I just want to see what his hair looks like now, to be honest. That's what I'm most concerned with.
No hairline. Hair is like,
bro,
fucked
up. Bro, if I was in jail, I would never take showers. I would never get a haircut. For who?
They give you little razors. So, I mean, you could kind of keep yourself lined up.
No, but for what? Why do I need to be lined up? There's no bitches here. Who do I need to look good for?
Maybe his bitch when she goes visiting.
Oh, shit, I gotta... Now, if I was having a visitor, I want to look like I'm fucked up. Like, man, you see what they doing to me in here? You got to get me out. Put some money on my books, man.
I need a chopped cheese, man.
I need a chopped cheese. I would look bad.
I need some Jamaican beef patties, man. When we get the fuck out of here.
Bro, I would look so bad if I was locked up. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm fucking showering. For what? Y'all niggas don't need to come by me. I smell bad.
I guess. Yeah.
But
hey, on a more positive note, earlier in the year, in 2020, Shmurda, Bobby Shmurda is supposed to be released from prison. Yeah, so, you know, he's going to be coming home.
2020?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Early 2020.
That's crazy. 3 years?
Nah, bro, 7 years.
He did 7 years?
7 years, yeah.
He was not going 7 years.
Yeah, bro. Hot Nigga was like 2012.
No.
2013, that's when Hot Nigga was on fire.
I'm trying to think where I was when I started doing the shmoney dance.
I remember the first time I heard that joint, I was at a pool party in the backyard, dude, having the time of my life.
Yeah?
Yes. It was fucking amazing.
Man, there's no way Hot
Shout out to my family, bro. That shit was such a dope ass time.
7 years. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, bro. That shit was
hot. That shit was crazy. He tossed the hat and everybody lost their mind.
Hell yeah. That was like the fucking meme of the century.
Shit's crazy.
Bobby Shmurda.
Bro. Hot Nigga came out. Let's see. Come on, man. Don't do this to me right
now.
Yeah. 2014.
You know, and by the way, I hate motherfuckers who still say, about a week ago. If somebody try to tie that, like, oh, yeah, I received that, like, about a week ago. No, about a week ago.
Yeah,
like,
no.
All right, fuck out of here.
Nah, you dude. And the best part is that's everybody's uncle's dance. Everybody, uncle. Just a little side, just a little two-step.
That's like the best two-step.
Nothing nasty, man.
And you can just keep changing
it
up.
It's a little extra two-step.
With a little extra hand movements, different hand movements. Still making a fire dance. Yeah.
They don't even know, man. We over here getting it. Shout out to Bobby, man. Free Bobby, free Rowdy.
Yep, both of them.
Fuck, that's crazy.
So, yeah, we definitely going to be some heat earlier in the year. So, that's going to be nice.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the crazy part is, too, like, you know, him and 6ix9ine, both from New York, like, I don't think that, like, they're going to maybe, like, do a collab together.
They have to abandon 6ix9ine for Bobby. You have to.
Yeah, because you can be like, yo, you a fucking snitch, yo. Same. I was in jail, too, but I didn't snitch. Same. I did that time. Mm-hmm. So, I don't see a collab coming from both of them.
Seven.
They both from New York.
47. Seven. 47. It's a lot of different moves.
But yeah, bro, they coming home, so it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be a nice time earlier in the year. January we should be.
Wait for Bobby to come home, man. They better give him a king's welcome.
I swear, he left the legend.
Do we like Bobby that much? Are you really? Don't get me wrong. He's gonna have a hit or two, but I'm not sure that I'm like a big Bobby guy. You know what I'm saying? Not really my style of music, I'd say.
I was into the Shmurda gang.
Bobby, bitch.
I fucked with Rowdy, too. Rowdy has some hits, too.
I never really listened to Rowdy at all, for being honest.
Yeah, he was fire. Fire.
Nah.
But both of them together, like, they went to jail together. And, like, there was, like, a group. Not really, like, a group, but, you know, they had hits together. And the fact that they went in together and they both coming out together.
That's crazy.
I can't wait to see what they do together still. You know what I mean?
I mean, they're links forever.
Yeah, they were part of the Nine. What's that shit
GS9.
Called? GS9. That's what it was.
I got you. Crip Set.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to want to do collabs with them. All the motherfuckers from New York.
Bro, you know Griselda's going to get them.
Pop Smoke.
Shit. Pops. Oh,
Nicki.
Them and Pop Smoke.
Everybody.
Them and Pop Smoke are definitely
going to Yeah, bro. It's going to be an anthem with, like, just, like, hood gangster motherfuckers doing some shit.
I could see, Ooh, this is going
to
be fun.
Everybody's going to run to them for Futures. I already...
Yeah, who...
So they got...
Drake is doing a song with Bobby Shmurda.
They got money coming.
Drake is doing a Bobby Shmurda song.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Drake isn't the first person.
Young Ma, all them. Hell yeah. And the Chicago motherfuckers.
Yeah. Doesn't he have beef with Chief Keef?
I don't know. But I can't say which ones or what tracks, but I heard some Chicago rappers shout out the Shmoney team.
The Shmoney gang. What? Oh, so Cardi stole that shit from him. Shmurda? Shmoney?
Shmoney?
Yeah, because Cardi B. I'm trying to get to Shmoney. You know, I heard Cardi B say that. She said that shit on time.
Her little fake accent.
Shmoney. but yeah, I don't know. What else was there? Was there anything else?
I mean, speaking of like...
I mean, this shit, I mean, well, you want to talk about whack?
No, I was going to just talk about this real quick. We just run through this real quick. Speaking of rappers in jail, YNW Melly, you know, he released the album back in November. I think it was like November 23rd, 22nd or some shit like that. He was on label 300. He was the rapper that went to jail for allegedly killing both of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He had an album drop. It was called Melvin versus Melly. You know, because he was the guy that mixed personalities.
Ooh. No, he did plead insanity.
Melvin was the good guy, and I guess
Melly wasn't.
Melly is the
Melly
one that
was not so good.
That protects him from bad people. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he dropped that album, and right now he has a song called 22 or 223s. That's actually on the Billboard chart right now at number 34. So he said
that's
that
wild.
They said that he should be coming out of jail too, I think sometime 2020. So yeah, man, he's gonna be back
after he allegedly killed two people. Let him out.
20 year old.
That's crazy.
It's crazy because, you know, I
20 years old. Look at what we do. Look at what the youth is up to, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't want to like fucking say anything too crazy, but man, I don't know, man. I think they should look into that a little bit more. But yeah, man.
Yeah,
no, I'm a fan of the, one of the guys who was murdered. You know, and,
that sucks.
Yeah, bro. Very talented dude.
It's I just don't know how to react to certain things sometimes when we like have topics. It's like, what am I supposed to do here? Because all the allegations and everything is wild. I'm not here to wish jail on anybody. Yeah, never mind. I'm out. I'm out.
Moving along.
Yeah, I'm out. Moving along. Next topic. What do we got on the docket, man? You're talking about the babies all over the charts right now, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the baby, he got like, he's had a great year. He's had a great year for him
baby
coming out.
Baby has,
yeah,
rap, the best new artist. Best new artist. I have DaBaby.
Yeah, who's like top five? Like the
Lizzo,
Meg for sure. Meg's got to be up there.
Yeah,
Meg, she's had
for
a great
sure.
year, great run. Rowdy Rich, he's coming up too.
Rowdy Rich, I'm not really aware of.
People are talking
the
about him a lot.
All Griselda, man.
All the real hip hop
playing.
Yeah.
The whole Griselda family is going nuts this year.
Big.
But they're never gonna get that mainstream look just because of the content and everything like that. But everything that comes out of Griselda is ridiculous. Production's crazy. Lyrics crazy. The way that they rap off of each other. They're doing dope shit over there.
Yeah,
so shout out to Griselda. But what we have Meg. We have
Meg DaBaby for sure.
Meg and DaBaby. And Summer Walker's not new. Who's the one I'm thinking about? There's one. It's one of those artsy girls with the tattoos.
Summer Walker, she got an award, right? She got an Emmy?
I don't know. Something happened.
She won something. But, yeah, bro. motherfuckers is having a great year this year for a lot of like new artists that were.
Yeah, I'd say it's between Meg and DaBaby.
Yeah,
for sure.
DaBaby was on an interview and he was talking about how he listens to his shit a lot too, but he's also a big fan of YoungBoy, NBA YoungBoy. Yeah. I was never really a big fan of him. I always like kind of looked at him as I don't know.
He doesn't care.
No, yeah, he just don't give a fuck.
He's just rapping just because.
Yeah, his music just really wasn't for me. But this new album that he dropped not too long ago, he has some dope shit on there.
Yeah.
He has some dope shit on there. But yeah, DaBaby mentioned like he really likes like how he raps and like how he puts his stories together and shit like that. He says it's really underrated. So that's dope. That's dope.
That's it.
Rappers putting on other rappers. That's dope.
That's what I was gonna say because a lot of the times we think that there's not enough space for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's always space. You know what I'm saying? If your light doesn't take away from my light. You know what I'm saying? Two things can be great at the same time. It doesn't. The more people who are listening to that style of music is just going to bring more energy to y'all anyway. It's going to bring more popularity to what y'all are doing. It's going to bring more people in. And you'll make more money in turn. Like, whenever people talk about podcasts, I'll never shit on any other podcast. It's like, do that shit. Get more people listening to podcasts so we can get more clicks too. Hell I'll take all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
The amount of like podcasts or like, or just like in the recent like maybe 2-3 years, like the amount of podcasts that just like sprung out of nowhere is like, man, podcasts are going crazy,
man,
right
bro.
Now. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Just getting it, bro.
So shit.
2 years in.
2 years in, strong.
We just podding.
Still.
Podding up. Now's a good time, I think, to say shout out to the listeners. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, anywhere where you get your podcast, we really appreciate that you're listening, that you're sharing links, that you're telling a friend to tell a friend, comment. We haven't gotten a lot of comments on the SoundCloud lately, so you know what I'm saying? What are y'all doing? Step up, say something. We did get a few more reviews on Apple Music, so shout out to that. We appreciate you guys. We're still at a 5. Actually, we're at like a 4. Somebody rated us a 4. Yeah, one person rated us a 4, and I'm very upset. He messed up our perfect rating.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah, like, or girl, how dare you? But nah, man, we out here, man. We out here growing and shit like that.
Hell yeah, it's the Midwest movement, moth.
Nah, but, what was I trying to get into? It was going to be something.
What is it?
Oh shit, that's what it was.
You want to talk about?
That was I was trying to talk about the Lauren London thing.
Oh, okay.
Because the Puma ad was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they released the Bread 11s this week.
The Bread 11s dropped.
The Bread 11s came out on Saturday for Nike, so I was watching those very carefully, and then in the corner of my screen I see Lauren London standing on a rooftop, so I clicked it.
Hmm.
Puma did a promotional thing called Forever Stronger. It's going to be a clothing line, I believe, that she's going to have. So shout out to Puma for that. That's dope. She's officially in it. Like, now, like, the culture is always going to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, whenever we talk about Faith Evans, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's associated, you know? So,
Of course. That shit is super dope. Rest in peace to Nipsey.
Rest in peace to Nip, man. I hate that we have to say rest in peace so much, man.
Yeah, man. Especially,
it's really sad.
Maybe, yeah. This year, man. Hopefully 2020,
been a bad year for hip-hop.
Yeah, hopefully 2020, more life, you know, and, you know, we don't have
more
as much deaths. You know what I mean? You know, people die every day, B, but you know what I'm saying? Hopefully everybody can live healthy, promote healthier lifestyles like Lil Pump, and, you know, everybody just kind of cleans it up a little bit,
yeah,
man.
Shit. Nah, because it's getting ridiculous, man.
Got a lot of people in the game, man. We need you. We need that.
And if you're in the game, respect the fucking game. Don't be saying no wild, crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. Why can't we just let the dead rest? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Man's already passed on, and you're sitting here speaking ill over him. It's like, for what? Like, what does that do for you?
Yeah.
You're sure. You're happy that people are saying your name now? Nobody ever used to say your name. Now you're trying to claim some buzz off of somebody who passed, claiming he's not a legend. You're not a legend either.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Who are you?
Yeah. But before we get into that, I also want to go back to Lauren London and say Puma. Congratulations on that. That's dope. She's about to have a bunch of shit coming out. I know that Nipsey, he had like a collaboration with Puma too. He was really big on Puma and stuff like that. So the fact that they gave her an opportunity to step into the picture and come out with some shit, I think that's really dope. Respect to them.
They have a kid.
He had a kid prior to that.
Yeah, so she has.
They custody. Both did, I think, maybe.
She has custody of both, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's really dope. It'd be good for her, the family, and stuff like that. And,
exactly.
Shit, man. It just opened up a door for
other
opportunities.
The beauty of Nip is that he bought the block. You know what I'm saying? So he's always going to have something. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be any situation in which.
Yeah.
That they should go hungry because he made a good job. He did a good job of buying the block. He has a store in which that's going to generate revenue, especially after his untimely passing. People flooded to go and buy something.
Hell yeah, for sure.
And the music, the music, he owned all his masters and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So the foresight of it, it's.
Yeah, although like I'm sure business was doing pretty well for him. Like even after his passing, like.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrocketing still.
It's just like when Michael Jackson passed him and all of his music went like crazy.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
I think they made like almost $1 billion that day. Yeah, because everyone around the entire world was just streaming Michael Jackson music.
Yeah.
The radios were playing only Michael Jackson music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cuz I remember like even like this was like before he passed. They did like flash mob dance. Around the entire world of the Thriller dance.
Yeah.
And it was all filmed.
That's crazy.
It was like flash mobs all over the world that did it at the same time.
That's crazy.
So like it was like all like fucking
that's so
practice and it was all like together. So that shit is nuts.
That says
something.
Yeah. No, I mean the impact Michael Jackson had on music is ridiculous, bro. The culture. Right. You know what I'm saying? What he? We are the world, man. You're like, what are we talking? Like,
yeah, we are the world.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah, man.
Goodness gracious. Rest in peace, Ray Charles. Rest in peace, everybody.
Rest in peace, everybody.
Rest in peace, Moses. No, you can't. You can't rest in peace, Moses.
Yeah, man. Part of the sea.
He's out here doing
part
shit.
Part of the sea. That was crazy.
Rest in peace to Malcolm X, man. I've been watching Godfather of Harlem, bro.
For real? I'm trying to find that. At first, I thought it was on Netflix, and I'm like sitting there looking for it, and I can't find
Epics.
It.
It's on Epics. It's on some weird channel that nobody has.
No. Yeah, that's the bullshit, bro. Because whenever there's like a dope show that comes out,
and it's just not on like
all the streaming platforms that I got, like it's not on any of them. So I'm like just out of the loop, and I'm kind of pissed because I don't know what to watch anymore.
I got Disney Plus.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't logged in yet. My boy's got an account. Good. And I was yelling at him. I was like, how'd y'all get a Disney Plus account and didn't want to tell me? They were like,
how many screens you got?
If you want the password, you can just have it. All you had to do was ask. I was like, oh, okay. So now I got Disney Plus.
Try to start arguing. Just like,
yeah, and then they didn't want to argue, bro. I was really upset. I hate when I'm trying to argue with someone and they don't want to argue back at me. Like, it's really, really stupid. Like, now I'm just here and I look crazy. Fuck you.
Now I'm really going to argue with you again.
I've been working this. I was building this all day in my mind.
Smoke was coming.
Man, bro. I put wave cream in my beard. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I'm just the wave guy.
Wave guy?
Bro, I'm Poseidon. It's over. I'm wave siding.
Wave siding. Fuck out of here.
You're going to have to call me Poseidon once the waves start coming in.
It's going to be nasty.
Black 100. We ain't even talking about it.
I mean, we mentioned it last week, but yeah, new WAC 100 news.
They were at Rolling Loud.
I think it was. It was one of those events.
Yeah, they were at Rolling Loud. How many Rolling Louds are there?
I thought it was like a summertime thing.
Yeah, bro. I feel like every month there's a Rolling Loud somewhere.
Well, I guess if you live in fucking California and it's just hot all year round,
it's crazy.
Summertime for life.
Or like Florida, it has to be. It's either Cali or Florida for sure. Because I thought that they were in Miami.
One of those two.
But
they both do Rolling Louds. Two a year.
Like for what? to see the same artist that you saw who didn't release a new project?
Who don't roll loud?
That was funny. So Wack 100's at Rolling Loud, and he gets into it. There's an altercation between him and allegedly
Nipsey Hussle's bodyguard.
Exactly. It's just a lot of yelling and pushing, and Wack 100 trying to fake like he's gonna fight somebody. I really, really hate so much when people act like they're trying to fight and then like one person stops them. It's just like, bro, if you really want to fight somebody,
especially like if there's like a big fucking like mob of like 30 people like all in the center of something where like one person's holding you back, you're still not gonna get to that person. No matter if you go around and try to like sneak some shit, like there's just way too many people like surrounding the whole fucking situation. Now shit's about to go down. It's just like camera antics at this point. It's so stupid.
It's pointless, man. Like, what are we doing right now?
Hey, now he's looking like a clown because like prior to like everything being filmed, it said that like his bodyguard
dropped him, knocked him out.
Knocked him out for a couple of seconds, then he got up, and then you know, once he got up, that's when the camera started rolling, and then you see him talking shit like,
oh yeah, what you was just saying. Blah, blah,
blah. And then there's someone in the background yelling, "Don't do it, OG! Don't do it, OG!"
It's fucking ridiculous.
Don't fucking call somebody OG. Shut the fuck up.
He's not your OG. If Wack 100 is your OG, you're moving wrong.
You fucking whack.
I'm telling you, you're getting bad advice.
Jesus.
You need to come over here, Death Row Records.
Yeah, man. But shit, hey, I'm glad that Nipsey Hussle, his bodyguard, you know, stepped in and did some shit. You know, it's like, yo, man, shut your fucking mouth.
Do you think that he actually punched him?
I think he did, yeah.
For what?
I mean, because I don't think...
Why argue with someone?
I don't think
stupid?
It was words that made him
yeah.
act the way he did on video.
It was like, the spirit of Nip.
Yeah, I feel like there was something...
It had to be... Bro, I tried to sneak that one in there. I thought you were going to catch it.
It had to be something that, like, you kind of just...
But that's the funniest shit to
it
me.
Had to be the hit.
When I listen back to the episodes and I'm like, oh shit, I miss Ryan's joke.
Yeah, bro, that happens like, all the
that's
time.
That's so funny. Like, oh shit, he did say that. That was a good one. I didn't even write it down.
Some shit.
But yeah.
I don't think words like did that to Wack 100. I think something happened.
To the bodyguard.
Yeah.
You don't think that he got mad by the words?
Yeah. I think something actually happened and that's what made this motherfucker act the way he did.
Because big people don't like to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're super, super big, it's like, come on, bro. Like, what are we doing here? It's like if a little kid hits you. It's like, I could.
It's like, bro, I'll fuck
could
you
punch
up. Right
you,
now. I'll really
like,
fuck you up.
Like, for what? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But I don't. I just don't understand why you would argue with someone who's so blatantly stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like. If you have a little bit of logic in what you're saying, I can hear you out. We can have a discussion. That discussion might get a little loud. It might turn into an argument. But if you're just dumb, and you're just saying blatantly stupid and asinine things, what am I doing? What am I doing even wasting my energy on this shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand.
You know, Alexander the Great never had sex because he didn't want to give women his energy.
I thought he had kids.
Oh.
I don't know. We might have to look that up, man. That's
better. Keep talking.
That's kind of...
No, it was a thing. He wanted to save all of his strength.
But if you're Alexander the Great, wouldn't you want, like, your bloodline to, like, flourish after you? I mean, you're the Great. Like, you were, like, the fucking... what was he? Like the Emperor of Rome or some shit like that? Or was it the Roman army? He was a fucking really, really important guy in the Roman times. But... For him not to have had sex, like, yo, that's a fucking lie. I don't believe that. If you're Alexander the Great and you're as great as you say you are, like, yo, where's the pussy at? You know what I mean? I'm going to be in my room sending all the whores, you know what I mean? All that shit. You seen Game of Thrones? Motherfucker, like, that's how they was living. That's how they was living. Armored, all that shit. Hey, I'm going to go fight this war, but when I come back, show that y'all know what time it is. Because I'm going to come in this little pub. Yeah.
It says Alexander the Great had such an aversion to taking advantage of his sexual partners that as a boy, Philip and Olympus were worried he may fail to produce an heir. It was considered natural for a man in position of power to force his will sexually on less powerful women. not doing so could be seen as cowardly or effeminate.
Yeah, bro. Like if you, if like, around that time, like, you know, because we've seen it in Game of Thrones, and obviously that's fiction and stuff like that. But yeah, some of that stuff you can see and be like, oh, okay, I can understand how they was living like that around that time. Like, yo, he could just point at a girl like, yeah, I'm going to have you. And, you know, I'm sure he was raping bitches, but, like, to them at that time, it was like, oh, shit, yeah, like, that was the thing. That was that shit. Like, before, like, all the laws and stuff like that came into play and all that stuff. Like, man, people was getting away with rape,
doing shit,
incest,
wild shit,
underage sex. Like, that was...
That's what they was doing.
That's what they was doing. That was the vibe. That was everyday shit.
Yeah, that was the vibe back then. It was crazy. Shit's mad toxic.
But the fact that...
But no, it says he had 3 kids.
Yeah,
apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe that for one second. Alexander the Great, you haven't...
I was watching Watchmen and they said that in the thing, and I just took it as a fact.
Nah, man, some bars just ain't true, bro.
Hey, man, I was like, damn, that's some wild shit. Just be like, nah, I'm so good, I can't even, I can't even give shorties my nut. Like, what the fuck type of shit is that?
Like,
I don't want you to have my strength. I need it. The fuck?
Yeah, nah. That sounds like, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful. This might sound disrespectful, but...
Say it.
That sounds like some shit that some gay motherfucker would say.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of gay rumors about
him. I'm too good for women. I'm not going to give her my dick, my sauce, my energy. Like,
no, there's a bunch of gay rumors about
that. Men for that. Like,
exactly. Where's your toughest warrior?
Yeah, no, that just sounds mad gay.
I will make him bend the knee.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Jim Jones had interesting comments on the whole WAC 100 thing. I thought it was really, really dope. Just as we were speaking about how WAC 100... The whole thing started because WAC 100 said that Nip's not a legend. Jim Jones said Pac died at 25. It wasn't the old heads that made him a legend. It was the generation next that was following him.
Absolutely.
The way that we see him now.
What, he dropped like 6 albums after his death?
I don't know. Too many.
Mad albums came out after that.
Too many. Man, I don't want to... See, this is the thing. Since he's passed, I'm not going to slander Tupac. Because he's not a great rapper. He's a great public figure in hip-hop. He was a pretty good actor. Rapping, bar for bar, overrated. Overrated. He had some shit. He had some hits, but
yeah, hits.
I mean, it's like, come on, man. His songs are hit or miss. There's a lot of bad Tupac songs.
I hear what you're saying.
There's a lot of bad Tupac songs. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, me personally,
his albums have a lot.
I love both of them, but I'm more of a Biggie fan.
It's a smaller sample.
Tupac
size.
Did his thing, and he went crazy with it, and you know that's why he's the man he is today. Or,
yeah, I know.
Symbol he is today.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But yeah, man, not my favorite.
I see what people, the joints that he does have that I like,
I really enjoy though.
But the joints that he has, like his best songs, I'm not even trying to slander Tupac right now, but it's really gonna sound like I'm slandering Tupac. It's not great rapping. It's an emotion. It's a way that it makes you feel. When you hear
like
a
really...
Dear Mama, when you hear a Brenda Had a Baby, when you hear a California Love, it's not intricate, lyrical, miracle shit like that most of the time. It's just, it evokes emotion.
Yeah.
And as long as you make people feel something, that's
it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, if I walk up and I say a super dope joke and I make you laugh, if I walk up and I spill a drink on you, if something happened, like... If you feel something, you won't forget that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the key.
Yeah.
And he is an excellent conveyor of emotion. You know what I'm saying? He can make you feel however the fuck he wanted. However Tupac felt, I imagine that's how the room that he was in felt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's just certain people where it's like their aura just commands a room, and it seems like he was one of those people who just
it's like his voice and delivery, like how he did that shit. Like somebody could say something like, oh, me against the world, but like when he said, oh, me against the world, baby, like, you know, just the way that he did it and like his powerful voice and shit like that, like that
his voice was a big part of
his career,
great
shit, like,
rapper voice.
Probably one of the one of the best and easily recognizable. Like, yeah.
You know, Kiss has a really good voice.
Kiss has a really good voice. Who else has a really good voice? Biggie, like.
Big, yeah.
Big had a really... He had dope metaphors and shit that, like, he spit, too. Like, mm-hmm. I really like Biggie for that, too. Who else?
Jay-Z has not a good rapper voice. Jay-Z does not have a good rapper voice.
Yeah. You could hear him, like, throughout, like, the years, how, like, his voice kind of changed and shit like that.
Dope to me.
Yeah. I always forget because I bring this up a lot when we talk about Jay and old school Jay. He has this one song. I think it might have been on the Big L album. On one of Big L's albums, you had Jay-Z featured on it, and it's like this old verse, man, and you could, like, Jay-Z sound like a youngin', and that's when when rappers was doing, like, the, they were kind of just throwing in, like, not onomatopoeias, but just, like, extra words, but weren't words.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Just, like, some shit, like, I don't know, but. He was like old school style of rapping. And fucking Jay killed that shit. And from that point, like, you could kind of tell, like, man,
Jay's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Around that time, you could hear, like, oh yeah, Jay. Who was that? He smoked that shit.
Yeah,
like,
who was this guy? Bring him to me.
Yeah, that shit was cool, man.
That's dope, man. Fuck Wack 100. I mean, while we're talking about Jay-Z, the great American philosopher Sean Corey Carter once said. A wise man told me don't argue with fools because people from a distance can't tell who is who. Hmm. There's no point, man. Like, the whole Wack 100 thing, it's stupid to me, man. Like,
yeah, bro.
Why waste your time?
Yeah, bro.
Now, don't get me wrong. I get angry. I get very, very angry. I understand. But at a certain point, how old is Wack 100? He's like... late 40s, mid 40s at least.
Yeah, almost 50. Probably, I want
to
say.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. That's too old to be fighting.
Yeah, man. For real.
You fighting at 50 years old? What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, if you that old and you...
And you can't control yourself to not punch them or not try to punch them, to have four people holding me back, to have one person holding me back at 40 some years old is ridiculous.
Bro, I remember this one time I was about to fight this old man. I wasn't even going to fight him, but I was... Like, he did some disrespectful shit, so I got in his face. I'm like, man, like, you too fucking old to be disrespectful. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing right now? Like, you being mad disrespectful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You too fucking old for that shit.
It's crazy.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But it's like, yeah.
Like, and it's like, you should know better. Like, come on, man. Like, is this really, out of everything that you've seen in your life, this is important to you?
Yeah.
Like, this right here, right now, out of the 50 years that you've been on this earth, this is the one?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like, I'm just, like, Wack 100 could have said that, like, in a conversation that we were probably having, like, with some boys, or, like, in the studio with, like, motherfuckers, and they had maybe had a little debate. Then you could say some shit like that, but, like,
but
going out in the media.
Saying it on camera, on a podcast, and, like, and doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, and just, like, standing by your ignorance. It's like, come on, bro.
Just shut up, man.
It's like,
and no one, like, no one's trying to hear that. Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody is here
no
for that.
No one's defended him.
Stupid.
No one's defended it.
It's ridiculous.
And actually, deadass, No Jumper, why would you put that out?
Yeah. Well, Adam's fucking... He's a fucking culture vulture, too. He's in his little bag doing, you know, just clickbait, dumb shit. I understand he got a podcast. You know, he has his platform to do whatever he wants and interviews and do all this shit.
You know how it's going to be received.
Yeah.
And you know the culture of... I'm not sure. I don't know if he knows. But the culture of LA and that gangbang, they don't play around like that.
Yeah, did you see that video? Like, it just came up, like, on Instagram where, like, he was interviewing somebody like that, and then, like, MGK was walking past, and he was like, oh, MGK, what do you think about your your little battle with Eminem? And I think he said, like, oh, because I think Eminem won. And then, like, MGK just, like, walked up, like, just mad. And just, like, smacked the mic out of his face and, like, just walked off.
Yeah, like, bro, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like, bro, just shut up.
It's ridiculous.
Fuck out of here. Like, it was just dumb, man. Just trying to, like, entertain stupid shit.
They do anything for clout. Hey, man. Speaking of smacking the phones out of people's hands, did you see that Hov video?
The Hov video?
Yeah.
No.
So they're at, I believe it's at Diddy's birthday party.
I did see the video.
They're at Diddy's birthday party. and I don't know. It looks like they're kind of on like a dance floor like type dance of a deal, floor. But just like chilling there talking.
And like, Hov doesn't look like he's dancing at all.
And this dude comes out of nowhere and is like recording something. Yeah. And he gets kind of close to Jay, but he's recording Beyonce.
Yeah, because like, Beyonce's actually dancing. She's on the floor
recording,
dancing.
He's recording Beyonce dancing. Jay-Z looked at him, grabbed the phone out of his hand, just like gave him the look like, come on, man, are you
like,
dumb?
Come on, man.
Like, come on. Like, he gave him are you serious right now? He gave him that look.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought that was like the fucking perfect move, man.
The best part about it was, is on Twitter, somebody was like, what would you do if Jay-Z snatched your phone out your hand? Somebody commented, you mean broke my wrist? Because I was, ah! Oh, help me, God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Tom Cruise.
Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious.
Bro, that shit was so funny to me. It's like, what would you do if Jay-Z, if you mean fractured my wrist? Yeah, I'd have got a bag.
Yeah, bro, like,
I'm definitely suing Jay-Z.
I mean, come on, man. This is like an event. There's mad cameras. There's already paparazzi there. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're here to have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, and it's crazy because that's the world we live in today. Everybody, like, it's a moment.
It's gotta be a picture.
It's a moment.
It's gotta be a picture. Especially
if, like, you in a room with, like, the biggest names in the industry. Like, yeah, I understand.
I think Beyonce is the most famous person in the world.
I feel like there's etiquette, man. You gotta just, like, hey, I know you guys are doing your thing right now, but is it cool if I get a picture?
Have to ask.
You know what I mean?
Take a picture of people. You can't just take pictures of people.
Yeah, man, because there's plenty of videos, like, of, like, celebrities getting mad of people just running up on them. Kanye's famous for that. You know,
it's not like you can't just ask me a simple question.
Yeah, man.
You know, hey, man, real quick, can I take a picture?
But these people are here.
And if they say no, then take the picture anyway. I would, if I ask you nicely to take a picture with you and you say no, I'll take a picture by myself.
Yeah.
As I'm walking off. But I'm going to ask you first.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, though.
But at the same time, too, like, this is not the best place to be doing that at. Because when do you ever see Beyonce at a place, at, like, a party, dancing? Mm-hmm. Dancing, you know what I mean? Whether, like, you see her dancing on stage, that's one thing. But if you see her, like, just at a party, just, like, her guard is down, she's just having a good time. Like, that's not the place for that. Because she's not trying to be recorded right now. She just wants to have fun.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
She's enjoying the
so
party.
Jay was right there. He did the right thing. And he was like, yo, I'm going to hold it down. Because I'm sure they get that happens to them all the time. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we just went to this restaurant and all these people taking pictures and all that shit. Like,
yeah, I'm sure it gets...
Jay already knows, like, yeah, I'm on that shit. Anybody tries to do any of this, like...
We're not having that.
Yeah, yeah. So, he did the right thing.
Do you remember, like, a year, maybe a little bit more or so ago, Sanaa Lathan bit Beyonce's face at a party?
Oh, yeah,
Tiffany Haddish was talking.
I remember
Tiffany
that.
Tiffany Haddish can't shut up. Tiffany Haddish says everything.
I remember that,
That's so funny. Now, I was thinking about that. You were like, when do you ever see Beyonce at parties? And I was like... She got bit in the face. It's crazy. Imagine biting Beyonce's face. Why would you ever think that that's okay?
Cannibalism ass.
Cannibalism ass. Like, why would you... That's
fucking weird. That's just... Even a weird gesture to just do to, like, someone you love.
Yeah, like...
I mean... I bite my girl's face all the time, but, like... Yeah.
You're a sick boy.
Bite the cheek.
You're a sick, nasty man.
Yeah. I mean, that's like my thing, you know? Kiss on the cheek with a little bite. I love you. I love you, girl. A little salty.
A little cheek bite, man. A little cheek bite never hurt nobody.
I love that. You know what I mean? But, no, a stranger, like, even if it's like family, it's like your aunt or some shit, you give her a hug and bite her on the cheek.
No, if I bit your
cheek.
She's
like, what the fuck was
that? If I bit your cheek, you know?
No. Why are you close to my face
why
like
can't
that?
I bite your cheek?
Why are you even close to
but
my
we're
face
friends,
like that?
Right? We do a pod together every week.
Yeah,
you know?
No, if we've known you for
10 years, I think.
If we're greeting each other or saying our goodbyes.
I've known you for
10
years.
We'll dap each other, maybe like handshake with
I'm
a little
bite your
shoulder
face.
Bump, arm in the back, tap, you know what I mean? But you're not
I like I do the hand slap hug. That's my move.
You're not Yeah. Yeah,
that's my shit.
That's the homeboy shit. That's homeboy love shit. Yeah.
You gotta.
You're not whispering
hand.
To my ear. You're not gonna fucking say nothing to
bro,
me.
Bro,
like
I'm gonna
that.
Hold you for too long.
Kiss me.
I'm gonna hold you for
bite
too long
my face.
After we wrap up. I'm gonna hold you.
Even if we're friends, like I think
no,
that's,
I'm gonna hold you, bro.
I think.
Let me hold you.
I think a smack is okay. Now, if you get smacked by me, you know, it's all right. You bit me in the face. Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm gonna bite your face. Just let me hold you down.
No, you don't have to hold me down. Don't hold me down.
I'll hold you up.
I don't want to be held.
No, let me hold you. Jesus. Hey, I'm not gonna hold you, but the party looked lit. Yeah.
Don't hold the truth for me, but shit.
Oh, I got you.
That's it.
How many white people do you think were there?
All the paparazzi. And Post Malone.
Post Malone. You stole my joke. Leonardo DiCaprio was there too. Boom.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh man. That's crazy. Leo wasn't even like, you wouldn't even know. But
cause hey, he knows. He's a guest in the culture. He wasn't going to be in the spotlight.
You always got to have those couple white people at the black party.
Oh yeah.
Just the
shout out to all the white
just
people.
Just to clear the air. Like everything's cool.
You know? Everything.
That's dope. I wonder who not say invited him, but I don't know. I wonder who he's really cool with that he got the invite. Really cool with Diddy? I don't know.
I was gonna bet Diddy.
I don't really know. I don't know. I guess I just haven't heard too much or like known too much of Leo to know that he's like a hip hop guy. I mean, I know like they was big. He was big like in the 90s, and he's still big today, but I know hip-hop was like a big thing in the 90s too, so I mean, I guess it could just stem from that. Just always loved hip-hop or something, but I don't know. I just don't know Leo to be like that.
Jaden Smith was there. Snoop was there. The Kardashians. Chadwick Boseman. Lizzo. Why the fuck was Lizzo there? Usher. Quavo. Cardi B. Mary J. Kanye. Hove and B, like we said.
Wait, hold on. Go back to like... Oh, okay. I wanted to say this too because I was like... I was so thrown off. Like, fuck. Pharrell looked like Jaden Smith to me.
They do kind of look like...
I was like, yo, he looks exactly like fucking Jaden Smith. Like, they look like brothers.
I got you.
All the brothers.
I see what you mean.
He got like the dyed, like the bleached blonde hair.
Kobe was there.
Oh, was that nude? Is that like a nude color?
Nude color.
Nude head.
I am a nude head. Send nudes. Man, remember when send nudes was like a thing?
Yeah.
I'm never getting nudes anymore. I haven't gotten nudes in a minute. Nah. Gotta step my game up. It's corny to ask for nudes now.
I think that is pretty corny.
It's corny to ask for nudes now.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
That can be a game changer.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a... It's a tricky one.
They'd be down for it. And then like, oh, can you send nudes? And be like,
Yeah, and then it fucks up the whole vibe.
Yeah, it's like, oh, really? Really? You asking me for nudes? It's 2020, motherfucker. Step in game.
Bro. I can't ask for nudes now. You have to just... No, the key to women is you have to make them think it's their idea. You know what I mean? You have to allude to the nude... And make her want to send the nude without saying the nudes.
Yeah. And you can't even do it like you doing it first. Like you kind of got to just introduce it.
Yeah.
Because if you send the nude first.
You can't just send a hammer pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, just a random meat pick.
Oh, yeah. That's
fire. Yeah, when's the last time you sent a dick pick?
It's been a long time. Real long time. Long time, yeah. Well, obviously the last one was to my girl, but even then it was a while.
Yeah,
I don't even send meat pics to her anymore.
Oh, that was when you guys were first.
I already bagged her. You know?
It's too late, like you know. Oh, that same dick, huh?
wait a couple hours. But no,
bro, like, you should fucking send her a meat pic, man. Right now. Like, ooh, can't wait till I get home, huh?
Yeah, no, we'll talk.
Bro, that's your homework for the week.
No, we talk spicy, but like, ain't no pics being exchanged.
Sending the meat pic.
Yeah, no.
How do we start talking about meat pics? Oh, you said Pharrell looks like Jaden Smith, and then we start talking about dicks. No, you said his hair was new.
What I was telling her earlier today? Yes, I was like,
yes, this is a good one. Let's do it.
I was like, What would you say if, like, one day, like, you came home and, like, you know, we was about to get to it and, like, I had bleached colored pubic hairs? I came through and my shit was like dyed. Came through with like the orange or like some blue. I'm like, what would you say? She's like, well, first of all, I would think like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, who are you trying to impress? Like, who are you showing this to that you went and did this?
No, I did it for you, babe. No, you got to put a design in. Like, put like a lightning bolt. Just dial a lightning bolt on your dick. That's fire.
I was like, oh my God, damn. That's just weird. I wonder if like, that's like really a thing. I feel like that was probably like some shit in the 90s when motherfuckers like did like a lot of dying and did weird shit. I know dying is a thing kind of now for like the motherfuckers with the dreadheads.
I don't think anyone dyes their pubes.
Dying pubes is
never heard wild. Of this. Maybe old wild. Dudes. Maybe old dudes. There's like gray. You go gray. It's like, nah. Can't have that.
Oh,
I
man.
Can't wait till I get
but
gray.
People
pubes.
Like that.
I
like,
can't wait till I get gray.
I don't know about the pubes, but some chicks like when you own up to that.
Yeah.
You had the white hair, like
silver fox.
Yeah. I had a white hair today, dude. Or not today. I mean, I don't know how long I had
it. You pulled it out?
Shorty pulled it out, yeah.
What?
Well, she looked at it. She's like, you got white hair. We was at fucking Home Goods today, fucking shopping for wrapping paper. She's like,
what'd you guys get me for Christmas?
That's something you'll know come Christmas time. What
oh,
the fuck?
I got you.
But yeah, she's like,
so I'm you over guys here. Write from the
Robigons? I'm looking through the wraps like, oh, you know, what you think of this one? And then like, I'm kind of just like, she's like right beside me. I'm like looking through them. And she's like, hold on. She's like, you got a gana.
Yeah,
so
that's
say it in Spanish. You got a gana. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Yeah, you're stressing me out.
Yeah. I'm with you. What you think? You're pregnant. What do you expect?
Shit.
You know what I mean?
It's been a rough
one. I'm trying to steer the ship. Hope make sure we don't drown here.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, you're Leonardo on the Titanic.
She's like, yeah, you really have one. Look, I can't see.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Bro. So yeah, we went home and as soon as we got home, I like sat down on the couch about to turn the Xbox on. She's like, hold on, let me grab my tweezers. I'm gonna pull that out.
Why'd you have to grab the tweezers? She could have just grabbed her hair and just pulled it.
She pulls it out with the tweezers and fucking pulls out like three more hairs.
That's crazy.
Fucking hurt like a bitch, but
that's crazy.
And then she plants it in my hand like, look. I'm like, well, I don't want this.
Like, what are
you doing right now?
What do you want me to do with this? You want to? Oh man, it's like when like your dog like kills something, like brings it to you. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
like, what do you want? Thanks. I appreciate it. Spot.
I hope she still loves me when I got with the all white.
Yeah.
When I'm off white. You know what I mean?
Bro, with the gray beard. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, man.
And I can't wait till I go gray. It's going to be fire. What else were we talking about? We were talking about the party. Oh, Quavo and Joe Budden pieced it up, man.
Oh, yeah. I seen that.
Yeah,
seen that. I was like, when I seen that... I was like by myself and I was like, what? Yo, that's fucking dope. I thought that shit was cool.
It's going to be really, really funny when he says how great of a guy he is on the podcast.
If he was a rapper, if he was still rapping, I would have kind of been a little bit mad because we didn't really get too much of that beat.
Yeah.
But
Joe Budden wasn't going to respond to Ice Tray the Gang. Ice.
With the caption, if a nigga hating,
call him something else.
Joe Budden with the peace sign with the fingers touched.
That's so trash. I hate old niggas, man. They're the worst. It's funny though.
Yeah, man. I thought that was cool though. They pieced it up. I wonder how that conversation went, man.
I feel like I'm betting it went well.
He ran into him. He's like, yo, with the open arms, like with the questioning open arms, like, man,
what's up?
What's up, man?
How you doing, bro? You know, we're just here to celebrate Sean Combs' birthday. And, you know, we can just let bygones be bygones. But, no, man, it looks like they had a ball. So, shout out to Diddy. Happy 50th. 50 was there, too.
Happy 50th. Was he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, 50 was there.
But, I mean, shit. New York. So, yeah. It's only right.
Yeah. But, no, shout out to that shit. Speaking of 50, 50's been beefing with Oprah. The problem stems from just, there's a narrative going around that Oprah is anti-black man, powerful black man. Because because of the role that she's playing in an upcoming Russell Simmons documentary that's gonna have three of his accusers pretty much bashing him. I'm not sure that there's a good way to speak on a man who you're saying sexually assaulted you or abused you sexually anyway or harassed you. So it's gonna be from the three of their perspectives. She also had a large role to a lot of things to say. I'm not sure about her role in the taking down of Bill Cosby, but she definitely spoke poorly upon him. She produced the Finding or Leaving Neverland documentary about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. Is it Finding Neverland or Leaving Neverland?
Leaving.
Something Neverland.
Something. Yeah, I think it was Leaving.
Yeah, so this is a build-up of things. Her best friend... Allegedly her best friend, I don't know what their real relationship is, Gail King, did the interview with R. Kelly, which didn't really go well for him, but I can't blame Oprah for that. But yeah, no, I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, it's a, what's up, what do you want to say?
Very toxic.
What's toxic?
Toxic. Just that kind of shit, you know what I mean?
Just all of the, just everything?
All of that shit, just shedding light on that shit. I understand, like, how it's fucked up, but, I mean, we've seen this case already. We've seen it too many times.
Unfortunately.
I don't think we need any more documentaries about
this shit. Unfortunately,
we've
seen this a lot, you know, and it sucks. And I'm not sure how I feel, because the documentaries, when it's warranted...
And, like, I understand that you want to expose people, because, like, you know, maybe... You
they could
there's some shit
else
that you haven't seen before, or you know what I mean? Like, oh, like people are actually doing this kind of shit too. Like, but man, it's all nasty. It's all nasty.
It's weird to me.
Nasty men doing nasty things.
Yeah, it's just a lot, man. Like, it's a lot emotionally. A lot of the criticism is the fact that there's the pictures of her with Trump. There's the pictures of her with Weinstein. There's the pictures of her with George Bush, with Epstein. And she didn't really come out to say much of anything against those people. And but when it's people who look like you, now you are one of the biggest black figures in the entire world. And you're going to use your platform to take down other powerful black people. It's kind of weird. It just looks
it's a little
like
weird.
The optics of it are just strange.
Yeah.
So
I understand. And I love Oprah. I love Oprah. But
oh,
that,
yeah. I kept saying all day I was going to call my grandma because she hates Oprah. I was going to have her bash Oprah. But I'm not sure.
It's kind of it is bogus. But. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't have much to say, but it's just... I don't know.
It's unfortunate.
Oprah just doing her work.
Yeah, Oprah's crazy. It's crazy just to... yeah. I don't know. I hate when I have to tiptoe around topics.
Good podcast, by the way, though.
The Super Soul Sundays?
Yeah. You know, she's really good for the uplifting stuff. And, you know, I think she should stay in that bag.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, you know, stay away from the negative shit. Because when you think of Oprah, you think of positive things and the good that she's done for humanity. But just the bad shit, it's like, yeah, you know.
I think it's funny that Oprah or Russell Simmons was like, how's Oprah going to come after me? I taught her how to do yoga. I taught her how to meditate. Like, what? Russell Simmons is a weird man.
Taught her how to center herself.
Yeah, but he was like, he said, I don't know what she wants me to do. I've already apologized. And he didn't apologize for any rapes. He said he apologized for being a womanizer. He, took nine lie detector tests. Passed all of them. All the cases have been dismissed in the courts of law. So it's just a public opinion thing. So that's another part of the issue that I have. Because if there are cases, then it's like, yeah, you know what? Screw you. Like, I can't really defend you. But if all the cases have been dropped, you've been cleared on everything, I'm not sure how I feel about the lie detector thing. I'm not sure how much weight that holds for
me.
Yeah,
I don't.
Doing nine lie detector tests for 3-hour sessions is crazy.
That's a long time.
That's 27 hours of your life.
That's a lot.
Down the drain. That's crazy. That's crazy. You literally spent over a day of your entire life
just doing lie detector
tests. It's fucking wild.
It's so stupid.
It's wild. I want to get hooked up to a lie detector test.
I think I've taken one before.
How do you think you've taken a lie detector test before? Either you have or you haven't.
No, I have.
They strapped. Why were you taking a lie detector test?
I think it was when I got caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I took one.
It's crazy.
And then I asked, like, oh, how'd I do? You know what I mean? What does it look like?
But I can't believe you didn't tell me this.
But the thing about lie detector tests, too, if you're calm and you're, like, because it senses, like, some of your emotions and, like, it has, like, your heartbeat and all that stuff. So, like, if you're nervous, and even if you are telling the truth and you're nervous,
it'll fuck up.
The lines are just. But if you're telling, like, you could be lying and be completely calm and chill.
Lie detector test.
And your lie detector
test. Because
I'm
semantics, man.
You just be straight.
Like, depending on how they phrase the question, it's like, technically, no. No, I haven't.
Yeah, you can pass lie detector test.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a thing. It's like, people are trained for it, like CIA and shit like that. Yeah. Well, I don't fucking know for sure, but I've heard. I've heard through the grapevine.
Yeah.
So if, like, you don't know any CIA agents?
No. I had met a governor assassin one time, though.
What?
A Secret Service assassin.
A Secret Service assassin.
Yeah.
One of my fifth grade teacher used to be in the Secret Service.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, he teach you a lot?
He's actually one of my favorite teachers ever. Shout out to Mike Hartog. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with him.
Mr. Hartog was that shit?
No, we used to call him Mike because he said his last name was too hard for the kids to say. So
just call me Mike.
We used to call him Mike. Not Mr. Mike. That's we used cool. to call him Mike. He was the best. Tall white dude. Cool. Slim guy. He was a biker.
Oh, yeah. Had some tattoos under the button up.
Yes. I got some money.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
I'm very excited now.
Yeah, about to do the shmurdy dance.
Hey. Did we talk about... Yeah, we talked about shmurdy on the pod. Yeah, we talked about shmurdy on the pod. Hey, shout out... Hey, free Bobby, man. Free Bobby.
Free Bobby and a whole nine.
Do you have anything else to say about Oprah?
Nope.
I think we can move you don't along. Care about this?
Did we talk Diddy's party?
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of just ran through that real quick.
I mean, what else
you want to just go back to that real quick? The whole moment, the picture.
What? With the three kings?
The four kings.
What picture are you talking
about? It was Pharrell, Ye.
I didn't see that one.
Diddy. Yeah, you've seen this one. This is the one where, like...
I didn't see Pharrell.
Where Jay-Z's in the picture, straight face, and everybody's, like, all engaged in the conversation and, like, smiling and happy, and then he's kind of, like, on the side, just like...
Just being hove.
Being hove. And it's funny because they all did like the normal, like...
How would I
In pictures, we don't know what to do. Men, we don't know what to do. Girls, they have like that face that they all do.
They have some go-to poses.
They like lift up like the leg. One leg is like flat on the ground. The other one's like doing the tippy toe. They all got these poses. We have the cross arms... The cross arms above, right in front of
you. You gotta do the shrug. You know I'm getting money out here. Yeah.
Balancing my life.
The hands in the pockets.
We got the hands in front of the crotch.
Yeah. You know take the charge. You gotta take a charge.
You know what I mean, arms crossed, one hand on top of the wrist. You know what I mean?
What's your go-to in picture? I do the prayer hands in front of my face.
I think I do
and
that.
Tommy Joy stole it from me.
I do the cross the hands, one over the wrist.
Yeah. Oh, you grab your wrist, and he grabs his wrist with his other hand, and then like has like the
in front of the cross,
the almost flex on his shoulders. I see you. You're a nasty man, bro. Yeah, I hit him with the prayer hands. I go prayer hands.
Flex my hands, get a little veins. You know what I mean?
Hey man, just wait till I start the wave. I'm gonna be tripping out on the fucking place.
But yeah, you see Jay. He's like not too fond of. All right, yeah, okay. Get y'all pictures off, and then
he's not really with the whole.
Yeah,
crowd.
You know, and everybody's talking about how like you know how Ye and Jay aren't on the bestest of terms right now.
Yeah, but they pieced it up.
And Diddy's like, he didn't tell them that they were coming. He didn't say who was coming. That was like
your
the
friends
meme.
Don't like each other, and you don't care.
Yeah. And Ye came up to him. They shook hands and whatever. And Ye whispered something to his ear, and then like. Jay-Z, he kind of...
Well, allegedly, Jay-Z owes Kanye like $31 million or some shit like that. or one of them owes the other one $31 million because of streaming and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because of the Spotify or the Tidal thing. So Kanye was supposed to release exclusively on Tidal
back in 2016.
Yeah, and then he released his shit everywhere. So there was a little friction there, but reports are saying that it was cleared up. The issue is taken care of itself.
Yeah, they should, but he shook hands, he whispered to his ear, and then like Jay like disregarded him and then greeted somebody else. Like
yeah,
yeah, he like fire. Said something to him, but then like Jay just like went to somebody else and it was like, oh okay.
Cause, bro, you know if you start talking to Kanye, it's gonna be a long conversation. Jay was probably doing something right then. Yeah. It's like, nigga, I'll chop it up with you in a minute. I don't have 45 minutes right now. It's all good.
Janae and Sean were together.
Yeah.
I thought that was dope.
They were together at the party.
Yeah, there was a picture of them together. So that was cool. I thought that was dope. Bro. Seems like they have a pretty good relationship.
I mean, he made her come 9 times in one day, so.
She holding on to that one.
Made her come 9 times in one day. I've never asked a girl if she came.
Really?
No, I'd be like, hey, did you come, though? I've never done that. There's no cool way to do that.
Yeah, there's not really a cool way.
There's not a cool way to do that at all. I've never asked that question. I've also never asked a girl how many guys she's fucked.
It's like, hell yeah, I got mine off. You good?
But not like, I've probably asked a girl that, but not like a girl who I was like interested in, you know what I'm saying? It was just like we were at a party playing a drinking game and I said it. But I've never like asked a girl who I'm like serious about like how many dudes she's fucked. Because there's no good answer to that question. Because if it's low, I'm going to think you're lying. And if it's high, I'm going to be like, God damn, I didn't want to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Say a different number than the one that's in my head. Yeah. Most times, you know what I mean?
Wow. That's.
I mean, I know that's not how it works.
Say a different number than the one that's in my head. Yeah, man. Listeners.
That's a real bar. That's a real, real. That's some truth.
How many girls have slept in this bed? Say a different number than the one that's in my head. Lying to protect you. I've been doing that a lot. Some nice like them jewels that I cop. It's crazy, bro. Married in our 20s, man. Where the fun in that? My city love me like a college running back. Grew up in the city and you never going back. Yeah. That's what he be on, man. Come on, man. You know the vibes. What are we talking about? Oh, shit. And I got to go get my brush, too. So I definitely got to go. What? Come on, man. You want to talk about the party? Talk about the fucking party, man. Did Lizzo break the table at the Diddy party?
Oh, no. That wasn't at the party. Okay. That wasn't at the party. But, yo, that's a wild video,
too. Why is Lizzo...
Lizzo's... She's on a streak. She's on a streak.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to slander fat women right now. I'll go for it. She obviously has never had attention in her life. And now that she's getting attention, she's going absolutely fucking bonkers with it.
Mm.
Like, you know me. We've known each other for a little while. I used to be way more attention seeking. And then once the nigga started giving me attention, that whole shit switched. And I started to like not want to go anywhere anymore and not be around people. And that's when I started hanging out in Minneapolis and going to Como parties or like going to the East or shit like that. Like, because it's like, man, I don't want all of that shit, man. Like when everyone's watching you, you can't have fun.
Yeah, you filter a little bit.
Man, bro, that shit's so wet.
Oh yeah, she got no chill. She out here wilding.
None at all. Like for what? So yeah, I didn't even. So Lizzo's at a party, and it's like a nice fucking party. Like there's like table. I was gonna say there's tablecloths. There's like white tablecloths everywhere. She's in like a nice red dress. You know what I'm saying?
If the tablecloths is on the tables, you know what I mean? You know what time it is.
Yeah, man. Like it's like a nice dinner. Like there's fucking plates and shit everywhere. She stands up on a chair and then tries to jump and do a split on the middle of a fucking table where people are about to eat, where there's plates and glasses laid out. Like for what?
Scarlett takes a tumble.
Where in the world is Scarlett San Diego?
Oh, fuck. Wildin'. I don't know what the hell she thought was going to happen. She's on her, you know, sexy.
Who was it?
Plus size sexy women thing.
Nah,
little
people were talking
thing.
Shit. People were talking shit because we were talking about the Rikishi outfit last week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people were like, oh man, if she was Lil' Kim, you wouldn't be saying this. I'm like, people talked shit about Lil' Kim when she wore the pasties on her titties. And she also wasn't at a kid's basketball game. You know what I'm saying? But she still caught flack for that. It's not just because she's fat. It's because she's annoying. Like, that's all. And I don't even know enough of her music. The only song I know is the one song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there is a chance that she's actually super fucking dope. But then if you are that dope, then why do you need the antics? It's like Boom Gang. Like, she literally is like Boom Gang to me. It's like, what? Like, cool, bro. I see it. Like, what are you? What are we doing here? Yeah, what's the purpose of this?
Yeah, that shit's wild. She tried to be, you know, because she was singing. You know, she did like the whole corny, you know, singing, standing up on the table, shit, like some fucking High School Musical shit she tried to pull off and just turn.
No, she dead ass tried to do a split.
Just went left.
She tried to jump and do a split. She wasn't trying to stand up on tables. She literally jumped as the splits, and one of the tables broke. It's fucking ridiculous. Bro, yeah, I'd kick her the fuck out, bro. Yeah, if,
no.
There's no way you're coming into my party.
That's not the move, man. That's not it.
If Lizzo tries to come to your party, let her in.
That energy ain't... Nah, man. It's
fucking ridiculous.
Tone it down a little
bit. Childish. God, fuck. You know, if I'm calling something childish, it's like, what is going on here?
I wonder, like, how she, like, what was the explanation after? Like, I wonder how she tried to, like, play that off.
There is no way to play that shit off.
Oh, shit. I felt that it was kind of loose when I climbed.
Yeah, no, see, I was just trying to check to see if the table was going to be stable enough to hold all the food that we were going to put on it. So I just wanted to, what are you?
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing about little kids. That's my favorite thing about little kids. So they don't know how to lie. So like when they say stuff, it's like, really, bro? Like that's what your 8-year-old brain thought I was going to believe? Kids are stupid.
That is.
Shorty's bad. Nah, never mind. Yeah, right there in the pink. Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry. So, do you want to play a game of Talk to the Revive real quick?
Let's get it to it.
Let me see. So, if you're not aware of one of the games that's fucking sweeping the nation, everyone cares about it. It's literally the fastest growing podcast game that I'm aware of. What other podcasts play games like this? You know what I'm saying? Where else can you get this type of content? You know? So we're going to play a game of Toxic or Vibe. It's a very simple game. I ask Ra how he feels about topics. If it's toxic, I play that sound. We skip it. If he wants to talk about it,
it's a vibe.
And then we'll have a nice little, nice conversation. A little bit of banter, if you will. All right. Simple enough.
Get to it, baby.
All right, my man. What do we got? They're raising the age of tobacco throughout the country. Toxic or Vibe?
That is so fucking toxic, man. Get cigarettes out of here.
We already talked about the Brad 11s getting released on Saturday. Anything else you have to say about that?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, they came out. I got two pairs.
Yeah, so if you need a pair, the link will be in the description below.
Hit me up. I got them.
Let us know.
I got them.
You never sent me the link for your Cash App. I asked you what your Cash App was, and you typed it to me. Why don't you just send me, like, a share it with me, so then that way I can just drop it.
Oh, okay.
Thing. So all right. If they want to get you any, like, any Christmas gifts, or if they want to give you anything for
send
the baby.
Send me some Christmas money.
Yeah.
Send me a dollar for Christmas.
You got the baby coming soon. Everybody, I want to make sure I get that in the link.
Help me out, man.
Speaking of Christmas, the Kardashian West released their Christmas card this year.
Oh, that was a vibe. That's always nice. I like Christmas cards, man.
Yeah. This is the first time that the new baby has been pictured.
I think next year, man, you might get some Christmas cards in the mail, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait. Because I know you're going to have fun with it. You're going to have it like the whole thing. You're like gonna. You two are gonna plan it for like
a
month.
I'm gonna be the biggest corny.
Y'all are cornballs, man.
I'm gonna be a cornball with my baby.
Y'all are already cornballs. Shout out to y'all, man. Yeah, y'all are corny. With your ramen.
It's been a while, man. We gotta get back on that.
Oh man.
YouTube channel still coming. Still coming.
Let me see. Ramen for two. Ooh, that's what. Have you ever thought? You guys have to think of a name.
Coming soon.
You guys are just gonna start a YouTube channel without a name? I don't know. Where am I at? I guess we're talking about fashion a little bit. We're talking about Christmas cards. We didn't even talk about the Christmas cards. The Kardashian Christmas cards coming out. That's the first time that the baby's been pictured. They wore all sweats. You had no comments on the sweats?
I thought that was nice. It was a nice, clean look for everybody.
Yeah. Comfortable.
It seemed normal. It seemed like a normal pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems
like they didn't try too hard. People are just like, it's like, all right, cool, man. Let's get this shit done.
I feel like you could see like a family, like a regular family and some shit like that.
Speaking of streetwear, Virgil says streetwear is going to die in 2020.
This is a vibe.
You're the fashionista here.
Yeah, you know, I like clothes and stuff like that. And then Virgil, Off-White. Off-White's like the leading brand right now for fashion, for streetwear. Yeah. Streetwear. Not fashion, streetwear. So that coming from him, you know, he got some pretty good insight.
What if he's just trying to get people to get off his lawn, and he's saying that streetwear is going to die, so that people stop making it, so he can still keep the market cornered?
I don't think streetwear is ever going to die.
Of course.
With young people, like always trying to be fashionable and Supreme and Bape and all that. As long as all that stuff is around Kith and all that stuff, streetwear is never going anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe for Off-White, streetwear might be.
Nike Tech.
Yeah, Nike, all that stuff. Adidas, yeah. I feel like for Off-White, he might start producing more upscale clothing.
Mm-hmm.
More elegant styles. But for his streetwear stuff, I don't think
there's nothing left.
I don't think that's necessarily true for streetwear. I don't think that's ever going anywhere. I feel like that with streetwear, it's like the most affordable, fashionable looks.
Yeah,
you can be
and
the
I mean,
most
there's
fashionable
always
gonna
be poor people who want to look nice, so you gotta like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's their thing. That's what poor people love to do is look good.
Streetwear.
Keanu Reeves has a big day coming up for him in May. Toxic or vibe?
That's toxic, man.
Keanu Reeves is going to have two movies come out on the exact same day.
Yeah, that's starring
in two movies. That's crazy. I'm not sure that's ever happened before.
I don't think that's a good idea either.
How are you going to promote both?
Yeah.
You know. But they have a year to figure it out. Something will probably get pushed around. May 21st, 2021. So they got time. They have time. The Simpsons 30th season. Or 30 years of The Simpsons. I'm not sure how they do their season.
Okay, that's a vibe. That's a vibe.
Do you have any, like, favorite iconic Simpsons moments?
Not really, but I want to say this. I say it's a vibe because Simpsons has always been really good for, like, all their predictions and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And I just want to see what they have in the works. What do they have that's predicted, you know?
Exactly.
I want to see that shit. But, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's dope. They've been running for fucking a really, really long time.
Yeah, that's dope. Shout out to the Simpsons.
Shout out to them. A lot of success and prosperity for them.
Cardi gave Offset $500,000 for his birthday.
That's a vibe. And anytime when you want to give somebody something, you never know what the hell they're going to...
This is so trash.
What they like.
This is so trash. I hate this so much.
So...
If you gave your girl some money for her birthday, she would fucking flip shit. It's the thought that counts. You can't just give your significant other money, and especially when you're married. Like, what are we talking about? That's still my money.
I guess so. I mean, for her, yeah.
If he gave her $500,000, she would look at him like he's a fucking nut. I keep the same energy. If you wouldn't like it from me, don't do it back. You know what I meant to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit. They both rich. So I guess he's just like, I already had this, but shit. Now I can go fuck it up. What can you do when you have, like, when you're already pretty rich and you get $500,000? Like,
they went to the strip club.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, they went to the strip club together. Have you ever been to a strip club with your girl?
No.
Are you interested in it?
No, I'm good. I don't need that.
Strip clubs are stupid.
It's toxic. Very, very toxic in there.
I don't really care about anything else. Do you?
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Offset.
Offset.
Happy birthday, 50 or Diddy or whatever the fuck. 50th birthday to Diddy. Anything else that you care about?
Not really. I mean, let's see what I had on my list that I think we already talked about. Not that important.
Duval versus Blueface.
Oh, yeah. No, that's toxic.
Chance the Rapper canceled his tour.
Oh, that's toxic.
Yeah, I'm going to go over a bunch of dumb shit. Rihanna got $50 million from Amazon for a documentary and still isn't releasing any music. Ex-NFL players have been robbing the NFL blind for the last few years. Utah Jazz fan suing Russell Westbrook and the Utah Jazz for kicking him out of a game where they where he swore racial epithets at Russell Westbrook. Yeah, that's what I got.
Bunch of toxic stuff. I guess we can wrap it up.
Shit. You've tuned in to another episode of the Toxic Vibes Podcast. Thank you. We appreciate you. You know, sometimes we're toxic.
Sometimes we vibe.
But thanks for being on the ride with us. You know what the fuck it is, bitch.